Wall Street opens today for the last session of 2001. The exchange will honor outgoing New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani by letting him ring the closing bell. The market will be closed tomorrow for the New Year's Day holiday. When it reopens Wednesday, incoming Mayor Michael Bloomberg will ring the opening bell. It's the first time outgoing and incoming mayors will ring consecutive bells. The nation's longest economic expansion on record came to an end in 2001. The slide in stock prices that began in 2000 continued. The September 11th terrorist attacks made things worse, destroying part of Wall Street's communications infrastructure. The stock market was closed for 4 days, the longest shutdown since World War I. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was no coincidence that the September 11th hijackers chose to fly planes into the World Trade Center. Within a few blocks of the complex sat the New York and American Stock Exchanges, the New York Board of Trade, the Mercantile Exchange, as well as many of the investment banks, law firms, brokerage houses, and support service companies that make Wall Street function. Richard Silla, a professor of economics and financial history at NYU's Stern School of Business, says the attack was intended to send a message.
It was quite a shock to all Americans, but it was directed at the heart of American finance. This was a direct attack on the center of the American financial system.
In the frantic hours after the attacks, industry officials decided to close the financial markets indefinitely and began taking stock of the damage. Many of the biggest firms on Wall Street, including Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, and American Express, had offices in the Trade Center or near enough that they had to evacuate to temporary quarters. Subway and train lines into lower Manhattan were badly damaged, making it hard for tens of thousands of employees to get near the area. Silla says another big problem the industry faced was communications. A major switching station that handled half the telecommunications traffic in lower Manhattan was destroyed.
The securities market is a big information market. I mean, there are orders come in to buy, orders come in to sell. There's a lot of ancillary information related to securities analysis and what's going on elsewhere in the world. And if any of these information flows get interrupted, it can throw a monkey wrench in the workings of the market.
Over the next few days, there would be a massive effort to patch together a telecommunications network that would enable trading to resume. Don Cattell, executive vice president of the Securities Industry Association, says it wasn't easy.
From Wednesday through Sunday, all we did was get all the firms via conference call, and which was a trick by itself because, as you remember, the phones were so overloaded that you couldn't call anybody, and in many cases, you didn't even know where they were. I mean, you know, it took us 2 or 3 days to find some of these firms.
But within a few days, industry officials had begun testing the network they'd set up. And on CNBC, the word went out Friday morning that trading would soon resume.
No equity trading on Wall Street for a fourth straight day. But the New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq stock market say they will reopen at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time Monday morning.
By then, fears of a network failure had been replaced by a new concern. Had the terrorist attacks so scared investors that they would sell off stocks en masse as soon as the markets reopened? Over the weekend, market gurus such as Warren Buffett and former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin gave interviews trying to calm people's fears. Still, as the New York Stock Exchange reopened under extremely tight security Monday morning, it was hard to pretend that the attacks hadn't happened. People returning to work had to walk through acrid smoke from the Trade Center fires, says Don Cattell.
Talk about ground zero. When I came down on Monday morning, I came out of the subway at Fulton Street and walked down here. It's about a 3 or 4 block walk. And, you know, after about 10 minutes, I really wondered how long I was going to stay because you couldn't breathe. You know, you get lightheaded. And in the buildings, you know, the air was pumped through the various ventilation systems and so on. So coming inside didn't help much. So anyway, that was the atmosphere on Monday morning. It was pretty grim.
Inside the New York Stock Exchange, however, officials did their best to exude a sense of triumph and confidence. Chairman Richard Grasso invited several firefighters to ring the opening bell.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace. The green button.
Stocks did fall that day in record trading volume. Both the NASDAQ and Dow Jones averages lost more than 7% of their value, and they would keep falling in the weeks to come. But the drop was less than many had feared. NASDAQ Chairman Hardwick Simmons says there are several reasons the markets held up.
You could say, if you wanted to, that maybe 3 or 4 days of thinking about things, you know, had helped people calm down somewhat, and therefore the reaction on Monday was a lot less emotional than it might have been had it been that previous Wednesday or Thursday. I think there's some truth in that.
Simmons says stocks also benefited from a decision by the Securities and Exchange Commission to let companies buy back more of their own shares. Within 2 months, the markets had recouped their losses. Still, life in the securities industry is far from normal.
Yeah, I changed it.
You did, but I want to change it. Yeah, but I'll show it to you.
NASDAQ Chairman Simmons now works in a cramped temporary office in Times Square that he shares with a secretary. Like many people who work in the industry, NASDAQ officials were forced to leave their downtown offices after September 11th, and they aren't sure they'll ever return. Many securities firms have left Lower Manhattan for Midtown or New Jersey, and Simmons says some will stay there.
I don't think we ever want to have the concentration of financial services in one area that we had at that point in time. And I think that coming back from this, all of us want to stay in New York, but I think you'll see a more dispersed financial services community.
In that sense, September 11th has only accelerated certain trends. For years, the industry has become less and less centered in Lower Manhattan as technological advances have made it easier to do business elsewhere. The events of September 11th have only given many firms one more reason to consider relocating. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.